The Hill Country, Texas. Monday, June 2, 1 a.m. A hangover punched and pounded Rory Edwards' brain as he woke to discover a hangman's noose coiling around his neck. His hands lashed behind his back, his booted feet were braced on an open truck tailgate. He shifted, tried to wiggle free, but hemp dug painfully deep into an already blood-stained neck and wrists. What the hell? He blinked grit and film from his blurred gaze as he glanced up the thick rope meandering over a distant tree branch and snaking down the gnarled bark to a square knot at the trunk. Shit. He'd done a lot of stupid things in his life, but what had he done to land here? Panic rising, he scanned the area, illuminated by the full moon, to find dense shrubs and trees and a patch of dirt too rough to be considered a road. He didn't recognize his surroundings, but a lonely, isolated feeling banded around his chest. Wherever he was, it was far from another human. Texas had hundreds of thousands of bleak acres where a man could die and never be found. A coyote howled in the distance. Dread kicked and scratched his insides. Shit, shit, shit! He struggled to free his hands, but when they refused to budge, he couldn't silence his fears. Help! He shouted his plea over and over until his throat burned inside and out. No one came. Breathless, he craned his neck, trying to better identify his surroundings, but as he leaned forward, his foothold slipped, and he nearly skidded off the tailgate's edge. Every muscle in his body tensed as he scrambled and threw his weight back until he was on firm footing. He was hyperventilating now, and minutes passed before he calmed enough to think. This time, his gaze roamed wildly and landed on a picture nailed to the hanging tree. It was an old picture, crumpled, tattered, and faded. Recognition flickered instantly. He'd carried the picture in his wallet for a dozen years, and he'd cherished it. More nights than he could count, he'd stared at that picture, asking for strength, when life shit-kicked him in the gut. Tears filled his eyes. The aging image captured a grinning teenage Rory, tall, straight, and broad-shouldered. His thick, sun-kissed hair skimmed piercing blue eyes. Tanned skin accentuated a crooked, melting grin. His arm wrapped around the shoulders of a petite, young blonde girl. She was pretty, not overly stunning like Rory, but her smile could be electric. At first glance, Rory's embrace around the girl appeared casual and playful, two young teenagers in love. However, closer inspection exposed a wrinkle of tension creasing Rory's forehead and the pointed edge of desperation behind his gaze. The young Rory held the girl a little too close and a little too anxiously. On that long-ago day, he'd been so worried about himself and his immense burdens. He'd never bothered to look past the girl's forced smiles. Not once had he asked about her feelings. Not once. If he had really noticed her, he'd have seen she hadn't been happy. Yes, she smiled, but her full lips often thinned into a strained line, and her blue eyes reflected the weight of her own demons. She clutched his shirt as if knowing one drowning swimmer couldn't save another. If he'd been a little less selfish, he would have seen her sadness. Instead of whispering empty compliments in her ear or kissing her when she needed to talk, he could have soothed her wounds. He could have done so much for her. But he didn't. Twin weights of regret and failure settled on his shoulders as he begged for her help one last time.
I'm sorry, Elizabeth. Save me. Just one more time, please. Don't let me die. Save me.
Laughter crept out of the darkness and rumbled behind him. How many times is Elizabeth supposed to save you, Rory? The deep, clear voice made him bristle. Don't you think Elizabeth deserves a break from your incessant whining? Shocked by the voice, Rory twisted his bound hands against the tight rope.
Who are you?
Silence.
Why are you doing this?
Laughter.